Scotty's Morning Show with Matt Mann.
How did those cops put the guns back there, like in the back of their belt, the gun going down their ass crack? Like, the worst thing is if the criminal said, man, your gun stinks.
Paige. I just love driving around with my top down.
And Fat Boy.
I don't kill mosquitoes. I let them bite me. Go ahead. Take a chunk out. Fly around with high cholesterol. See how you feel.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rut blocks all day.
93.3.
The Planet.
Rocks! How do they say that now? What is the prom season equivalent of HOKO?
I think might be it.
HOKO?
I think it's just prom season.
Oh, it's just called prom season.
Yeah, we're in the middle of it, too.
Right smack dab in it. Her son asked two girls to go. Somehow, maybe some accidental thing. That's going to probably sound like a sitcom. I asked the wrong one. I asked the wrong Jennifer, but the other Jennifer found the note. So I'm going to take them both now.
Coming up at 8 o'clock. Took the wrong chick to prom.
Mom's got issue with it, or there's something she needs some advice about with it. So let's go now to Anonymous Mom. Good morning, Anonymous Mom.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
Oh, I'm good. Listen, first off, I listen to you guys every single day. If I'm working, if I'm home, just really appreciate you taking my call. And I'm going to try not to fangirl too hard, but I feel like you guys are always like so authentic in what you feel. And for the most part, just give really good advice.
You know, 50% of the time I would say that's so. We will either help you or make it a hell of a lot worse. It's kind of a flip of the coin. But hopefully, now when it comes to, you know, things that are not frivolous like this involving a kid or whatever, we will, you know, we all have children, so we will take that into heart. But tell us about your kid, your son, right?
Yeah, my son, he's a junior. And this is just like a really exciting time for him. He's such a good kid. He's got such a big heart. And
like enlarged or?
No. Okay. No, he's an athlete, though. He's an athlete, but luckily he's been all checked. He's great. He's just kind and empathetic, and he has just so much going for him. He's in a peer leadership, like aside from just being like a three-season athlete. So he asked this girl to prom, who he's been really good friends with since middle school. They're always in a group chat. They're really just genuine good friends. And she didn't have a date, so he felt bad for her.
Right.
She's always been picked on for her weight. And I thought, wow, what a gentleman.
Yeah.
But then he tells me he wants to bring another girl too, another one who doesn't have a date, and she's also a big girl.
So he's doing like a two-for-one charity date type
God,
thing?
Fat boy, it's not a charity thing.
I mean, kind of.
Right, I mean, it's...
I mean, if they're all in on it, why not? You know, if it's just for fun and nobody has any romantic notions on either one, there won't be any drama.
Yeah. What's...
I mean,
a two-for-one charity date. My God, Fat Boy.
Don't it seem like it, though? He's a good kid.
Yeah.
I mean, the girls are fine with it, too.
Yeah.
He just wants them to have a nice time.
That's good.
He's a good kid. He's got a heart like his grandmother.
Well, his grandma and the plus-size women.
See, this is what I love about you guys. But
Reggie,
she did
what we do.
But she did raise him to be kind, and that's all this is, I think.
We are awesome.
Yeah.
What's the problem, though? Like, you think your son is just too nice, and he's gonna like go through life being too nice and not ever having his own thing or whatever?
Well, the problem is, I don't know if I'm being a bad mom for even thinking this, but all right, I'm going to be honest. My son's a really good looking kid. He's got a great smile. He's funny. Like, as I said, he's so good at sports and girls usually chase him. Like, there's always a different girl who's, you know, into him. And when I see him going to prom with two girls who, let's just say, aren't exactly what most high schoolers would call attractive, you know.
You're saying they're twos and your son's like a solid nine.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't put it that way, but that's about right. It's not about looks. I mean, okay, it is kind of about looks. I just don't want him to look back one day and think, why did I spend prom night playing social worker?
Damn. Yeah. I mean, do you think, is this just you, or do you think, like, people are going to make fun of him at the prom, because
you know they will. They make fun of kids for everything. Yep. I mean, kids are brutal. They're going to make fun of you for everything. So he's going to walk in with two big girls, and everyone's going to start whispering, or worse, posting about it. He's going to be a meme. And then what? He could take a girl who turns heads, and instead he is going to get laughed at.
So, okay. Mm. And I see your point, because I've said, like, with she's names, right. you have to think, okay, is this name, whether it's a family name or whatever, a kid's going to spin this in? Like, think about this. And true story. I mean, when is the last time you heard of a kid being named Richard? It does not happen anymore. It does not happen anymore. It does not happen anymore. So your big concern is what? Like, his reputation, or he's not, like, cashing in on his cute looks and his hotness?
Well, yeah, look, prom
she said
pictures,
he was attractive.
Prom pictures are going to live forever. And when his buddies show off photos with their stunning girlfriends, what's he going to have? Two girls that people feel sorry for? It's just not a good look.
But do you think in 10 years, like, any of that matters? I went to prom my senior year with a girl who started, we were just friends, seriously, just friends, and then 2 weeks after I asked her, she started dating a guy. So we went as friends, but after, you know, like two or three dates, boom, she was with him. So it's not going to matter.
That's easy for you to say. You're not the one who has to listen to the whispers at church or the look on people's faces when they ask, like, wait, those were his dates? Because I do like to show him off.
I mean, she's not wrong. People are going to talk, but, you know, I think they're also going to say and think, like, you know, your son's a good dude.
Hold on. Paige, what do you want to say?
I can't remember if my mom kept my prom pictures up forever. I don't think she did.
I don't know.
So I don't think, I think it kind of went away after the first.
Oh, mom, you don't want to read these text messages. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'd be glad to read them to you.
Maybe in defense for your son, the girl that he really wanted to go is going go with him.
That's what a lot of people are saying.
Like, so he's just trying to go and have a good time.
If he's chased all the time, as you said, why did he end up not having a date? That's what these people are saying on the text
line. Right, listen, you know what I'd say? If these two girls were both cheerleaders with pretty faces and in good shape, I'd be thrilled. I'd be the first one. I would be buying corsages. I'd be taking 500 pictures, but they're not. They're just not. They're sweet, but they're big. And unfortunately, people judge, and don't act like, you know what I mean? Don't act like I'm, you know, lying.
But are you judging, or are you literally worried about what everyone else is going to think?
Both. And okay. That's what makes me a terrible, you know, that's what makes me a terrible person. But I just don't want him wasting what could have been a magical night on something people are either going to pity or laugh at.
You should chaperone and micromanage it and really ruin
it. Tell her to chaperone. Nobody want to chaperone.
All right, be honest. If your son brought home a girl like that to date, you know, like long term, would you be cool with it?
I'd smile. I'd pretend, but I'd die a little inside.
Mom, I mean,
what if you had? What if one of your children started to become overweight? Would you stop loving them?
No, but we'd fix it.
I mean, you heard her. I mean, she wants her son to, you know, like, use his looks to his advantage and not waste his prom night making fat girls feel better about themselves. I mean, that's what it sounds
like. He's probably just going for a good time with his friends.
I mean, it is what it is.
He's got a big heart.
You have a big heart.
I love that about him. I'm proud, but I just don't want him to wake up one day and think, why did I waste my prom night being the nice guy?
But he's not...
Well, it's
I don't think any guy is looking to win prom king. For the queen, I mean, I don't know, the girls still give a crap, but like in the movies, it's always like some, you know, like they always join together and elect like a nerd or, you know, somebody who's not the homecoming cheerleader or whatever kind of thing. He's just trying to make like two girls feel included. And to me, that's not any kind of weakness. That's kind of rare these days.
Maybe he's a chubby chaser. You know, he's got a kink for chubby chicks.
Maybe he's just a good guy. And it's probably better than your kids going out having sex for the first time on prom night, which they do sometimes.
Please.
Well, look, what if these two girls... Now, seriously, and I am thinking this is like a Hallmark movie now, but what if like these two girls go out and have like the best night ever, and it's all because of your kid? Like, what if 10 years from now, they still remember that moment where your little son, cute little boy, made them feel like they were the damn prom queens? Or, like, God, worse yet, like, what if one of them did win and the other one, like, gets pissed and beats her ass? Seriously, though. I feel like it's a good thing that you shouldn't take a dump on, essentially. He's a good kid. That's rare.
All right.
For real, don't you think? I know you want to protect your kid. It's that same thing I do with, like, rhyming words that with names and thinking, like, try to look from a bully's kind of perspective.
Maybe I hadn't thought of all that. Maybe I had been looking at this all wrong.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Did you guys get to vote? That's what I wanted to know.
Vote what?
On the song.
Oh, I don't remember.
Like, I don't imagine this winning out.
I love this song, Fat Boy.
Yeah, but it's like for high school kids.
When he was in high school, it was an old song.
This is a good song to dance.
That was 1993, and that song, I'm sure, is from the 70s, at least early 80s, but I want to say 70s.
Gotta be.
This is your slow dance song, and he kisses you on the dance floor.
But it sounds like it's so almost romantic. Like he stopped loving her today. Like, I think she's dead through the song. Like, he never... But he's over there talking to her. Do I look all right? Like, is she alive or is he getting dressed for her funeral? Like, I never could really, like,
I thought see he was a victim of, you know, domestic violence.
Oh, God.
And that's why
it's like Broken Window Serenade by Whiskey Myers.
Oh.
It's like he had watched her, he saw the track marks and everything.
Oh, my gosh.
You know?
And that's terrible.
But now I'm thinking about waiting the truck.
No, it's like getting all dressed up, and he says, "You look wonderful tonight," and he's in
because
the mood.
She might be, she's in her last, she's in.
What, she's like in recovery, or
I think she's dead.
Oh, Jesus!
Second song's gonna be called "Wait in the Truck." Hardy goes to Hardy's.
Hardy goes to Hardy's.
The newest called "He's Stuck in the Truck."
Stuck in the truck. I'm stuck.
Lainey's like, well, I don't have my big butt no more. I'll come drive.
I can't pull you out.
I'll go in there and shoot him. You stay in the truck, Hardy.
Give me the gun. I'll go kill him.
Stuck in the truck.
Some of y'all that have so much talent and no time, so much time on your hands, animate that song. Just animate it. It'd probably take you 5 minutes on the AI hoop-de-doo Photoshop stuff.
I'll kill his ass really good.
I mean, God, that would be freaking awesome. The guy's sitting there drinking the beer, Hardy's stuck in the truck, and she just comes up with her butt, knocks him out the front window. He falls down a flight of stairs. Boom, 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 he's dead.
Oh my gosh.
Stuck in the truck.
You have to listen to that song, Hardy and Lainey Wilson. It's a country song.
It's not a real song yet, unfortunately.
It's like a Hallmark movie within 3 minutes. It tells such a story where it just is so like, whoa, this is progressive. You just met her.
So if you're the husband in question and you see Hardy coming towards you, you're like, is he going to give me a tattoo or, you know, try to steal my Ed Hardy shirt? That's what's going to happen.
Right.
You don't think he's going to shoot you.
Okay. I know that took a little bit of time here. So here is a glimpse, not the entire thing, but of who we're referring to as prom mom, and that'll make sense to all these emails and social media interactions we're going to read that despise this lady. And if you agree with her, certainly call in. But here we go.
He asked this girl to prom, who he's been really good friends with since middle school. Mm-hmm. They're always in a group chat. They're really just genuine good friends. And she didn't have a date, so he felt bad for her.
Right.
She's always been picked on for her weight. And I thought, wow, what a gentleman.
Yeah.
But then he tells me he wants to bring another girl, too. Another one who doesn't have a date. And she's also a big girl.
That's not where she got creepy.
Oddly enough, that's not the creepiest part. And certainly, I will say this. Moms, when talking about their sons, like, and I said this before she even passed, but my mom said to me, after my dad, my dad, I don't talk like
my dad,
after my daddy died, she said, and just me and my personality, whatever, she said, you the man in my life now, Matthew. And I was like, oh. Yeah. Like, I appreciate that, but at the same time, don't word it that way, maybe.
That's stress.
So women, sometimes, moms, sons, maybe it's us with our immature minds take it as whatever. I took this as creepy.
All right, I'm going to be honest. My son's a really good-looking kid. He's got a great smile. He's funny. Like, as I said, he's so good at sports, and girls usually chase him. Like, there's always a different girl who's, you know, into him. And when I see him going to prom with two girls who, let's just say, aren't exactly what most high schoolers would call attractive, you know.
You're saying they're twos, and your son's like a solid nine.
Yeah, I mean, that's about right. I just don't want him to look back one day and think, why did I spend prom night playing social worker?
Damn. Yeah. I mean, do you think, is this just you, or do you think, like, people are going to make fun of him at the prom? Because he's...
You know they will. They make fun of kids for everything.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I hit the cough. I mean, that's a lot. Now, hearing that again, you kind of made the joke, and I don't know that she necessarily agreed with it, but she just kept saying, my son's attractive. But there again, as a parent, you would say that.
Yeah, you wouldn't say you have an ugly kid unless they're a baby.
There is a ton of this attacking her on her accent. Well, let's just leave that aside at this point, because it's kind of over. I don't know which state she's from. I think a lot of you are correct in Massachusetts. I heard a hint of that in her voice. Nevertheless, in fact, boy, tell me on time we can split this and come back to it. I know we're not going to get to any calls just yet, but I want to hear them.
I wish we could talk to him. We can't, but, you know, wish
no
we
way.
Could.
No, Lord, no. I would not know. Well, I mean.
You would hope he doesn't have the same opinion about it, the whole situation, as his mom do.
Well, also, several people were confused, and listening to it there, I could see where they would understand this. Also, you're driving around letting your kids out at the pool or whatever you're doing.
Oh.
He was not taking two different girls to two separate proms. He was bringing the two girls to their prom. The three of them go to the same high school. The subject line on this, shame on you, lady. First off, love the All Advice show. Y'all keep it real every single time. But to the mom who called in, you should be embarrassed. Your son sounds like an incredible young man, and all you can think about is how he looks in pictures. You're the one who should be ashamed, not those girls. Grow up and thank God that you have such a nice son. And that comes from Brenda T. in Easley.
Wow, Brenda T.
Brenda T.
Yeah,
she didn't sign it as the episode or email address was. Not from
me. He did have to clear his dates, weight limit wise, with the prom committee.
Before no, he did took not. Him. He did not.
Because the building might fall.
P1 Rattler in Greer says, I never miss an episode of your show. You're the only one.
Where you at right now?
You guys are the only one who tell it like it is. Not true. But thank you. Now to Anonymous Mom. You just became that mom. I'm talking about that bitch. No. The one who openly admits she'd die inside if her son dated someone overweight. You don't deserve that kid. You don't deserve life. He's too good for your shallow, misled, M-blanking mindset. And that's from the Rattler in Greer.
The Rattler must be overweight. That's why
Spencer, I bet it is. Spencer Rattler. He's in New Orleans now. I won't read the whole email, but the one is like, at the tail end, Fatboy or myself, or even Paige, I don't remember, asked Mom, hey, I think it was Fatboy said, where's the husband, in all this?
That was me.
She ended up cussing, and we had to dump out on her because she started going off on how bad the dad is, and he might be, but like.
She's worse than him because of the language she used. How about that?
She said overweight, you said fat.
Well, you know what?
But that's your name, so you get to say that.
Exactly. Not on social media, but you know.
Not on Instagram and Facebook. You get community guideline for calling Fat Boy on damn Facebook.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Mr. Yuck, damn it.
You want to, you'll talk to Terry? Let's talk to old Turfy.
Turfy?
Turfy.
That's a nickname for Terry.
Oh, Terry. Hey, Terry.
Hey guys, how's it going? Thanks for taking the call.
Wow, look at you. You must do phone sales or something. You're very courteous, Terry. That's good.
You know, it's just how I was brought up. What can you say?
Look at that. That's good. Now, it is, I should remind, after we were sitting there tripping our balls off listening to 60s music, that it is the All Advice Show. So, you know, Terry and others, you call in advice. We can give it. We gave some great advice earlier about the prom kid who was just a sweetheart of a kid, taking two, as his mom said, heavier set girls just to make them feel included, and she was worried he'd be made fun of. What is your plight this morning, Terry?
All right, so I've got twins, a boy and a girl, okay? And they're graduating high school next month. And, you know, as tradition goes around here, all the seniors head to Myrtle Beach for what they call Senior Week. I'm sure you guys already know that. You know, we didn't call it that, but whatever.
I went freshman week too, but it was freshman week of my senior, of my college freshman year, but I went to high school senior week.
You should have racked up then.
Well, I graduated at 17, only because I have an October birthday, not because I was smart. But I was more like, and like I dated more seniors in high school when I was a freshman in college. So that doesn't sound as weird as it probably really does. The point here, though, you have twins, boys and girls. Now, how does that work? Do they dress alike? Just because they're opposite sex, do you still dress them up when they're younger in the same outfits and such? Or? Serious question. I have no idea. My cousin has twins, but they're girls.
When they were young, you know, babies, you could kind of do that because it's like, you know, you can't really tell. When they were like, you know, below 10 and stuff, maybe, you know, if it was like a t-shirt or something, might. But no, we didn't. We didn't really do that. So, I mean, you know, boy and girl, you can see some similarities, but it's not like, you know.
A lot of people
are texting.
It's
not like one's wearing a wig, and it's like, no, they're both boys.
Okay.
So
a lot of people are texting in, and they are right. I called it first week when we went. First week's what we called our senior week or whatever. So anyway, you're second guessing the letting them go down or what? You watched the news recently?
Yeah, so I booked them. I already did this, you know. I already booked them an Airbnb. You know, it was like a few months ago.
Yeah.
You know, figured be a cool way for them to celebrate, you know, cool dad, all that stuff. But now that the time's almost here, I don't know. I'm kind of second guessing myself.
So, why? Is it because 17, 18-year-olds down there with so much freedom?
Yeah, dude. Yeah. It's a beach full of 18-year-olds. And, they've got a lot of freedom. And let's be honest, we were all there. Not much common sense. That doesn't usually kick in until later.
So you booked an Airbnb, but just for them?
Yes.
Okay. Like originally.
I mean, they're responsible. I trust my kids. Every parent probably says that. But I really do. I trust them. They're responsible. They haven't really given me any major troubles and stuff.
So they won't have, like, no other parents are going, no adult supervision at all since you won't be there, right?
Right, exactly. I mean, my brother lives down in Myrtle, so I figured, you know, he could keep an eye on things if needed.
And, are you going to tell them that? Somebody who lives at Myrtle, like, is he like a golfer? Like, what's his lifestyle like? Does he hate it in the off season or does he love it then because everyone's gone? I have so many questions. Let's get your brother on the phone, Terry. So, like, what is he going to do? Like, just drive by and see if they're in by a certain time or what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, you know, that's all. Nothing, you know. Yeah, that's why I wouldn't tell him because, you know, I mean, he's got a job and his own schedule. And he's not babysitting them, but he could do like a drive by, give them the address.
So you want to
drive by if it's all quiet? If there's a rager flowing into the front yard,
it's a phone party.
I get that.
So you want to give them the independence? You got no reason not to, but then you don't want to maybe regret it down the road when something goes sideways.
Exactly. You know, parts of me want to trust them, let them go have fun. You know, they're 18, so eventually that's going. You know. But another part of me is just like, should I just cancel the trip? Or maybe I go down there and stay somewhere nearby just in case. I don't want to mess it up either way.
I mean,
you know?
Look, kids go to the beach to party. You might have good kids. I'm not telling you anything you probably don't already know, but I mean, like, that's why they go.
It's not his kids, and I get this being a parent. It's you're afraid of what other people may influence on your kids that they may meet at the beach.
But there's like, there's always going to be, like, even if nobody's, I know the whole fake ID thing is not the same way, but they're always going to be able to run into somebody who can buy them liquor or whatever. I mean, it's sad to say, right? Do you agree, Fat Boy?
There's always an older person that's going to get it for you.
Yeah.
Especially if there are girls involved.
Always.
Oh, always.
Which is like the way it is. Even if you got good kids, they just like one time, you know, they want to probably throw down and be noted.
It's like a bachelorette party. Like, I don't care how well you know her, okay? And bachelors too, but vice versa. We'll do it on both sides. It's the way Fat Boy likes it.
But
there's got to be that little bit of like, oh, God, I hope that one friend of hers don't go and they do blow because they're going to end up
male hooker.
I'm talking about for a bachelorette party kind of thing, not with your kids, sir. So, no.
No, I'm just saying, but.
Yeah, no, no, absolutely not. They'll just be doing TikTok stuff and all that stuff.
Yeah, harmless.
So they might not be down there partying, or I get that, but that might be the one time. Like Fat Boy said, it might be the one time.
I mean, it's got to be in the back of their mind that their uncle lives there. He might stop in. He's at least going to be, you know, close. So they might not get too wild. That might be working in your favor.
How about you going down there and staying with your brother and then just call and check in on him from time to time?
If I was down there staying with my brother, I'd just probably be too tempted to go, I'll be right back.
Right?
Well, I'm just going to dip out real quick.
There again,
no real reason.
I hate to ask this, but, you know, it kind of comes into the question is, like, are you divorced? I hate, and God, please don't tell me your wife passed.
Oh, male full
no.
divorce.
No, no, no.
That happened
not,
to me
no.
recently.
No.
At my mom's funeral.
No.
I don't know if I told you. I asked. I asked two people. I said, hey, I am repeating myself now. I'll tell you, Tara. I asked two people at my mom's funeral, hey, where's your husband or wife? One of them was divorced, the other one passed. And then I'm feeling bad about me not going to their funeral and they're at my mom's. It was such a mess, Terry. Terry, you trust is a big thing, but like you see all these. It puts you in a bad way here, but you see these datelines where, like, especially with spring break, you know, if it was, it's just going to be also weird to say. But like, if you had two, this is going to be weird to say. I'm just being honest. If you had two sons, I would not worry about it as much as you having a daughter and a son. Just because the way girls, like, oh my gosh, I mean, it's just.
I don't know what else they would do. Now, other businesses down there roll out for senior week, or they used to. They would have, you know, like activities, but I mean, we know what they're really going down there for.
Well,
see Hooters and get drunk.
Let's talk about, I mean, Terry, without saying it, you're probably referring to the stuff that happened down there two, 3 weekends ago where, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's
scary.
But yet again, you hear about, do you think stuff like that's going to happen outside of a church? Do you think about it happening in a college? Do you think about it happening in a mall? It never, you can't ever prepare yourself for that stuff. Yeah. But then again, you don't want to walk around with these rose-colored glasses on saying, well, it's not going to happen to me. Sorry I did that as you, Paige. But,
that's okay.
You know, it's not going to happen to me. So, but that's why you're a good person. You have that care about your kids, Terry. But, gosh, what? I don't want to give you advice on this because then –
even if it were Gatlinburg, you know, somewhere deemed more safe, I'd still be saying the same thing. It's just rough to let your kids go out of town.
Like, if they ever went on vacation with, like, other friends, parents, and stuff like that. Like, if...
No, not for a week.
Wow.
We're talking like...
Okay, a week is a long time, okay. You're right.
A weekend, maybe. Okay. And parents were there.
Yeah, here's what we'll do. If you need to bounce, you need to go into work, cool. We'll take calls. If you can continue to listen, that's also wonderful. If you want to call back in as well.
Okay.
Nevertheless, I do want you to maybe here in 2 or 3 weeks check in with us. It don't have to be a whole segment. You just call in and say, hey, kids went, I had a great time. My son's got a nose ring now, but whatever. You know, whatever the update might be. Is that cool, Terry?
Okay.
All right,
Terry. Yeah, that's fine.
All right,
fine.
Terry.
Thank you, Terry.
Thank you.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.